keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sarah and Sophia with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, a dozen lives may have been cut short because of substandard patient care at Redland Hospital. Queensland Health has revealed a 2008 review showing that at least 73 patients of 3,000 fell below acceptable standards due to delays in cancer diagnoses. Queensland Health's Director General Michael Walsh has said the clinical analysis of these 73 patients has identified 12 people who may have lived longer if their care had been of the acceptable standard. Increased compensation claims into millions are expected at the revelation. Also in local news, an inquiry into a helicopter crash off the North Queensland coast, which resulted in the death of four aviators in 2023, has landed the Australian Defence Force in hot water. The inquiry heard that the ADF ignored safety concerns regarding high-tech helmets from multiple test pilots, including Major Wilson, who was involved in the tragedy. Major Wilson has apologised to all the families, stating that he was laughed at when raising concerns and that he exhausted every possible line of action. The inquiry will continue this week in Brisbane for its fifth round of hearings. In national news, Australian researchers are about to conduct a groundbreaking trial to treat spinal cord injuries, which could change the future of medicine. Scientists at Griffith University hope to use transplanted cells from noses of paralysed patients to create biological bridges which would encourage nerve cells to regenerate around the spinal cord injuries. Joe Pugnu is one of 20,000 Australians living with a spinal cord injury and has remarked on his hopes for the trial, stating, "Just to become as independent as I can, obviously do daily life and be able to get out in the world, just to be more free." The human trial will be open to participants in Southeast Queensland, Northern New South Wales, Sydney and Melbourne.
In national news, a popular Sydney beach has been thrust into the spotlight this week after hundreds of black balls of tar appeared along its shore. The balls first appeared on Coogee Beach before spreading along the New South Wales coast, leading into the closure of all Waverley beaches and the launching of an investigation. Professor England, a researcher at the University of New South Wales, has said the balls are potentially from an oil spill, quote, thousands of kilometres away, end quote, and could have spent at least months in the ocean before washing up. Beaches will likely open once the debris has been cleared, though more tar balls continue to appear, delaying the reopenings. In international news, the US is investigating leaked intelligence on Israel's retaliation on Iran in response to the October 1st attacks. The leaks began spreading on the Telegram late last week. Documents were titled, quote, "Preparations for Strike on Iran," end quote, according to the US House Speaker Mike Johnson, RL, speaking with CNN on Sunday. Israel has also been intensifying their attacks on Gaza and Lebanon since the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. For your weather today, Brisbane is a sunny day with a slight chance of showers. It is currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 9, which is in the higher band. That's all for your news for 8am. We will be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zz.org.au/news. Bye.
When Gen Z writes the marketing script.
Good evening, besties. It's your boy Dracula, but you can call me Vladdy Daddy. I'm entering my Brat Bat era. As